Maryland's news now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
336. You know, we've talked about Apple making a watch. What would you think if Facebook made a phone? Well, in fact, this Thursday, Facebook plans to unveil the first smartphone created to showcase its social network. And Mike Isaac is a senior editor for All Things D, and he joins us to talk about that. Mike, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, no problem.
So did they keep this on the down low for a while? Because this is the first I heard about it.
You know, it's funny. This has actually been a project that Facebook has been thinking about for the past 3 or 4 years. But there have been rumors that have surfaced. You know, Facebook is making a phone. Facebook is partnering with other people. But now it looks like it's finally actually going to come out.
Okay, so this Thursday, are we expecting to get an announcement? Or are we actually expecting to see a phone?
I think what's going to happen, essentially, Facebook is not building the phone. They're partnering with a company called HTC, who is building the phone. And I think they're going to showcase the software running on the phone, which is very Facebook-centric. And my guess is it would probably take another 2 to 4 weeks to see actual phones in stores.
And I think, as your guys have written, it's going to be a version of Google's Android software. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So Facebook doesn't want to, it's basically takes a lot of time, a lot of money. It's a very, low margin business. So if Facebook can essentially use Google's Android software and just modify it and put it on a phone, it doesn't cost them as much as, say, building their own phone. It's kind of like what Amazon is doing with the Kindle Fire tablets.
Okay, but this seems more all-encompassing when you're talking about a telephone. So when Facebook comes out with, we're just going to speculate maybe a little bit, when they come out with their phone and it is very friendly to the Facebook application, will that mean it won't be as friendly to other social network applications, or how are we envisioning that?
I think the point of it for Facebook, at least, is to put their apps on the home screen. So, right, there's Messenger, which is Facebook's texting product, there's Camera. So it's sort of like, yes, you can have these other applications from rival networks, say like Google Plus or Twitter, but obviously Facebook is going to want the focus to be on its apps. And, it's just sort of like people are more apt to use what's in front of them. So it's just a matter of them actually wanting to buy the phone in the first place.
So if Facebook sort of is your favorite way of communicating with other people, then maybe this phone is for you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how many people would say that, though. At least that's not for me. So I guess we'll see.
It's not me either. That's why I was curious about it. So it's funny because when you think about Facebook and you think about, for example, how it applies to an iPhone or Apple products, it's never been a friendly match.
Right. Exactly. I mean, like,
is this Apple their reaction to that?
I think it's like, so Apple is developing its own sort of, or has its own texting service instead of SMS, and then BlackBerry has its own thing. I think it's basically every company is realizing they need to sort of own the mobile phone experience. Now, Facebook knows there's no, like, economically viable way for them to build a phone. So, yeah, exactly. If they can just sort of put the Facebook experience front and center on the phone, it's at least a better way for them to play in the game with the other giants.
Will they actually, do you envision them sort of selling this phone on Facebook?
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know. Well, they do have huge marketing power. Basically, anything that they put at the top of the newsfeed reaches a billion people around the world. So it would not surprise me if they just tried to stick it in front of everyone's faces. We'll see how everyone reacts to that, though.
Is there a lot riding on this?
Yeah, Facebook is, for the past year, has been talking about being mobile first. So this is something that's been in the works for at least 4 years, and it's a big bet for the company.
All right, Mike Isaac, senior editor for All Things D, thank you so much for joining us, and I'll be really curious to see what we see on Thursday.
Anytime. Thank you.